Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Masachas Demai. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav Mishnah Dalet and parak Vav Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, parak Vav Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah was discussing a case where you have an aris, again a sharecropper who's giving a percentage of the crops that he harvests to the owner of the field. But the question that we were dealing with was if the sharecropper is a Kohen or if the sharecropper is a Levi, does he get first dibs at the Truma and Meiser that he is then dividing with the owner or no? Does the sharecropper not have any extra access to that food? And ultimately, we said there was a machlokas between the Tanakam and the Chacham on the one hand and Rabbi Eliezer on the other hand, the Chacham saying, no, that you just separate it in a normal way. He does not have first dibs. Rabbi Eliezer saying no, that he would have first dibs as the sharecropper. Now in Parak Vav Mishnah Dalet, we're going to be discussing the opposite situation where the sharecropper, where the Kohen and the Levi is the owner of the field. And the question is, as the owner of the field, do they get first dibs? If he's a Kohen, does the owner first get first dibs at the Truma Gedola? Or if he's a Levi, does he get first dibs at the Maaser Rishon? Says the Mishnah, Yisrael Shekibel Mikohen Umilevi. You have a Yisrael, a Jewish sharecropper, and he's renting, he's using the field of a Kohen or of a Levi. Hamasros Lebailim, says the Mishnah, the Truma, if he's a Kohen, the Meiser, if he's a Levi, goes to the owner. Even according to the Chachamim, who in the previous Mishnah said that the sharecropper, if he's a Kohen or a Levi, it doesn't make a difference, it doesn't matter. Regardless, they have to split it and divide it evenly. Even according to that opinion, if the owner is the Kohen or the Levi, the assumption is that he gets first dibs at the Truma or the Meiser. And the reason for that, the Bartanura explains, is because he's the owner of the field. And it's pretty obvious that if he's the owner and he's hiring a sharecropper to work on the field, that he intends to get first crack at the Truma if he's a Kohen or at the Meiser if he is a Levi. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Rabbi Yishmael says, HaKartani Shekibel Sadim Yerushalayim, if you have a villager, someone who lives outside of Yerushalayim, and he's a sharecropper, he's an artist using the field of a Yerushalmi, of someone who lives in Yerushalayim. So the question then is, what happens to the Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is the food again that we bring to Yerushalayim to eat there. So does the Yerushalmi, the person who lives in Yerushalayim, just get all of it because he's in Yerushalayim anyway, so he should get first dibs at the Maaser Sheni? Or no, do we say that the villager and the owner have to split it evenly just like they would any other Truma or any other Maaser? Says the Mishnah, Maaser Sheni Shel Yerushalmi, according to the Chacham, according to the first opinion in our Mishnah, the Yerushalmi, the person who lives in Jerusalem, the owner of the field, he gets first dibs, he gets first access to the Maaser Sheni, because we assume that no, this guy is not going to want to go and schlep and bring the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, rather give it to the owner of the field, give it to the person who himself lives in Yerushalayim. Finishes off the Mishnah, V'chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Yachol hu akartani la'alos ula'achlu b'Yerushalayim. No, the villager has the ability to take the Maaser Sheni and go eat it in Yerushalayim. He should be able to benefit and enjoy it as well in Yerushalayim. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, we should split it up, and we should not simply allow the person who lives in Yerushalayim to get all of the food. We're continuing now with Parak Vav, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, HaMekabel Zesim LaShemen. If you have an artist, you have a sharecropper who's tasked with the responsibility of using the olives, using the Zesim on the field and producing oil. You got to press them, bring them to the olive press and press the olives to make oil. Says the Mishnah, Kishem Shecholken Bechulin. Just like we separate and divide Trumas and Maisers when it comes to Chulin and Aris in a normal situation. Again, not a Kohen or a Levi situation. But in a normal situation, they divide it up and they each have a responsibility of paying half. Kach, Cholkin, Betruma. The same is true here as well. They have to split the responsibility when it comes to separating Truma for this olive oil. Now, the reason why this is a little bit different is because we're talking about a situation where even in a case of a Kohen or a Levi owning the field, right? The previous Mishnah we learned that if the Kohen or a Levi owns the field, then he has first dibs at the truma, he has first dibs at the meiser. But this is an exception to that rule. If the food, if the produce that the aris is making is olive oil, then even if the owner of the oil is a kohen or a levi, they still have to split it up. And the reason for that, the bartanura explains, is because the reason why a kohen or a levi have first dibs if they're the owner is because they assume it's their field, their physical field, and therefore they have first dibs. They're going to assume that I also get to separate the truma from myself, and I get the meiser if I'm a levi. But in this case, we're not dealing with the field itself, something that grew from the ground. We're dealing with olives that he's then taking and pressing into olive oil. That's different, and therefore, according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, it has to be regular, it's going to be divided in a regular way, even if the owner is a Kohen, even if the owner is a levi. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda now disagrees with the first opinion, Yisrael Shekibel Mikohen Umi Levi, Zesim Lashem and Lamachat Yisachar Hama'asros Lebailim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, no, the halacha is the exact same. Just like when if the owner of the field is a Kohen or a Levi and he gets the truma or the Meiser, so too here as well by the olive oil as well. It's really just the exact same thing. It's olives that came out of a tree which came out of the ground, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the owner would still have first dibs, first access to the olive oil in terms of getting the truma from that. Quick review. Perek Vav Mishnah Dal discussed the case where the owner of the field is a Kohen or a Levi, and that was a machlokas between, that was not a machlokas, that was the halacha is that the Baal, the owner of the field, gets the first dibs, the first crack of the truma and the meiser. And then Rabbi Yishmael discussed the case of the villager or the Yerushalmi in terms of meiser sheni. Does the meiser sheni first does the person who live in Yerushalayim first get the first dibs at the meiser sheni or not? That was a machlokas between the first opinion and the chachamim. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Hey discussed the case of this olive oil, and the question was, does the halacha about the owner of a field being a Kohen or a Levi, the halacha is that he gets the first crack, that he gets the first ability to eat the Truma and the Meiser, or the Meiser, does that halacha apply to Shem and Zayis as well, to when he's producing this olive oil? And ultimately, we saw that was a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda concerning whether or not olive oil is the same as regular produce that grows from the ground, whether it's the same or whether it is different. Have a great day.